But first, let's head to Morro Rock. When Spanish colonizers first saw that 600-foot-tall rock sticking up out of the ocean, they named it Morro, which has a lot of meanings in Spanish, but it can mean snout or small hill. That name stuck. But it also has other more ancient names, Lisamu to the Chumash tribes and Lesamo to the Salinan tribe. In the 18 and 1900s, though, it became building material. The Army Corps of Engineers blasted 250,000 tons of Morro rock. They used it for buildings all over San Luis Obispo County and to create a breakwater that protects the shore from ocean storms. They even used it to build the road to the rock itself, which used to be an island.
Morro rock is very symbolic of how our people were blown up and they're separated.
But now some of that quarried rock is returning to its source through the efforts of local tribes. Benjamin Perper, a reporter with KCBX in San Luis Obispo, takes us to Reunite the Rock. It's a ceremony of healing and inclusion at the base of Morro Rock.
It's a hot morning at the base of Morro Rock. The rock itself is so tall that its peak is often shrouded in fog, even when the land and sea below aren't, but not today. And that's for the best, because it gives me a clear view of the wooden boats headed to shore. They're called tamales, traditional wooden canoes used by indigenous peoples up and down the California coast. They're being rowed by Chumash men, some wearing clothes and accessories from their tribal heritage. Women from the tribe are on the shore to greet the rowers as they land. They break out into cheers, and so does everyone else gathered here. Even someone's dog picks up on the joy. The boats are hoisted on shore. It's a group effort.
Oh, nice. Bring her down.
Let's get her low. Grab the rail. Thank you.
The boats have special cargo, pieces of Morro rock itself, long since quarried and used to build the nearby breakwater at Port San Luis. The stones are small compared to the rock itself and light enough to be carried. And that's the plan here, carrying the rocks back to where they came from, more than a century ago, to Lisamu, the Chumash name for Morro rock. Michael Kisarati with the Coastal Band of Chumash lays it out.
When we planned this, we thought, wouldn't it be great if instead of some one person taking all those rocks, which is a lot of rocks and they're heavy, what if we bring all of us together and form a human chain from the tamales and bring them up from the beach and put them back on Lisamu together? So how do you like that? Does that sound like a good idea?
Over 100 people line up from the shore to the base of Morro Rock. It's not just Chumash members. It's onlookers, tourists, Morro Bay residents, the dog. Even I'm tempted to put my audio gear down and join. I don't, but it takes some self-control. The joy is infectious. Tribal members on the beach pass the rock fragments from hand to hand up to the rock. They're carefully placed in a small clearing past the Do Not Enter or Climb sign, which normally would stop people like me from intruding on sensitive shrubbery, bird habitat, and, of course, sacred rock. But today, for the first time, I'm allowed to pass that sign and get face to face with the ancient volcanic rock. I can't help but put my hand on it. I might not get that chance again.
We're going to start gathering around the fire here.
When the rocks from the tamales are reunited with Lisamu, it's time for a ceremony.
Have a special blessing. We have our fire here.
Tribal members place tobacco and sage onto a small fire while the rest of us gather in a circle around them. Violet Sage Walker pulls out necklaces from a box draped in colorful fabric. They're made of soapstone in the shape of Morro rock.
A rock for a rock. And this is a rock effigy of Morro rock, Lisamu. And it represents our rock and our ocean and our people. And our food, and our energy, and our love. Let's get you all wearing one right now.
Violet is the chairwoman of the Northern Chumash Tribal Council, which organized this gathering to bring the various Chumash tribes together. Although only a few rocks recovered from the breakwater made it back to their original home, it was symbolic of a longer process of healing and reconciliation. It started in 2017 when the Army Corps of Engineers began looking at repairing the Port San Luis breakwater. They approached Violet's father, Fred Collins, a well-known local leader who chaired the council before her.
My dad had told me about 7 years ago that the Army Corps of Engineers reached out to him and asked him, you know, what to do with Morro Rock. The rock that was at the breakwater in Avila is being repaired, and it's all Morro Rock.
Her dad said, "I want it back," literally.
He wanted them to be put back together. I imagine him thinking that they're going to, like, you know, glue the rocks back together.
Glue or not, the Army Corps soon decided that putting the rock back together wasn't actually possible. They believed the parts of Morro Rock used in the breakwater couldn't be removed until 2021, when they found a way to separate some of the smaller rocks. By that point, Violet's father had passed away and wasn't around to jump on the opportunity. But she was.
7 years later, like 2 days before his memorial, they called me and asked me if we still wanted the rocks. And I said, absolutely.
The Army Corps cooperated with the Chumash tribes to plan the reunion, and it finally began last year. Violet describes Reunite the Rock as spectacular, seeing everyone participate in one big community gathering. She says her late father was watching.
And my dad was just laughing at us. He's like, see, you guys had to move all these rocks now.
As joyous as the event was, she says there was plenty of pain along with it. Despite the Army Corps' gesture, Lisa Mu will never be what it was. She says it's a constant reminder of a violent history.
You know, it's very symbolic because Morro Rock was blasted right about the same time that California had issued a bounty on Native people. And almost 1 million Native people in California were killed during the 1880s. And the governor of California had paid like 25 cents a head for Native people. And that's, you know, state-sanctioned execution of our people.
It's an ugly history, and one that won't be washed clean by a ceremony. But Violet says she has reason to be hopeful, because the Chumash and other indigenous tribes now have a seat at the table when decisions are made. Not just on this, but also massive renewable energy and conservation projects coming to the Central Coast, like offshore wind and a new marine sanctuary. Still, it's complicated.
You know, it's a double-edged sword. It's like bittersweet. These people, my ancestors, people that have suffered so much weren't here to see things like this happen, but that it hopefully it'll be easier on the next generation, that they won't have to go through some of the things that we've gone through.
Thinking back on that ceremony, the thing that stuck with me the most was the human chain and Michael Kisarati's invitation for everyone, not just the Chumash, to join in.
I think it's totally appropriate. Because nothing good happens without community. Nothing really good happens without teamwork and without inclusiveness.
Reunite the Rock was an acknowledgement of the racist and violent history built into the foundation of this area. Quite literally, with pieces of the sacred rock used to construct our roads, our buildings, and our breakwater. Returning those few small rocks now may be symbolic, but it's also a small step towards healing.
And they'll be there, I think, for a long, long time. And whenever you go by there in the future, you come back to visit Lisa Mu, you can kind of glance over there. And if you're so inclined, you can say a little prayer or a little word, you know, and remember this day.
That story came to us from KCBX reporter Ben Perper in Morro Bay.